Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hot and humid today and through October, highs in the lower 90s, chance for afternoon showers. There are people in this world, some of whom I'm lucky enough to be friends with, that are such good people, I would literally take a bullet for them. I mean that sincerely, and Paul LaGrange is one of those people because the world is a better place because he's in it. He hosts the Home Improvement Show here on WWL on Saturday morning, and he joins us now. How you doing, Paul?
Good morning. Man, how can I live up to that introduction? That's phenomenal.
Well,
thank you.
It's true, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Paul and I used to do the Home Improvement Show together back in the day, and of course
yes.
We had nickname day. People still text us about beer belly and pork chop. And I was watching a TV show the other day, and I forgot it. Maybe it was a movie. I forgot what it was, Paul, but I thought of you because they said, "What's your name?" He said, "Well, my name's Bill, but they call me Pork Chop." And immediately I hearken back to those days. It's a true story. I forgot what it was I was watching. All right, let's talk about fortified roofs. What's different here than normal? Is this new code? Meg Farris did a story on this. You saw it. Talk to us about it.
So fortified actually is a program that's been in existence right around Hurricane Katrina. In fact, I was trained as a fortified professional back in 2006, I think. Mm-hmm. It is developed by the Institute for Business and Home Safety, and it is a what we call in our industry we call this a Code Plus program. It's a volunteer program. There are requirements in order to participate in the fortified program that are above and beyond the building code, hence the name Code Plus. So mm-hmm. when builders brag that hey, my house is compliant with the code, you know, I kind of chuckle when I hear that because really all that means is your house is built to the minimum standards allowed by the law. That doesn't really say much. So these Code
Plus
programs.
Which is not a fortified roof, right?
No,
it's not a fortified roof.
It is not a fortified roof. And fortified is really designed, for instance, for retrofits. If you need to get a roof replacement, there's a fortified roof program. If you are building a new home, there are other fortified standards that you can implement while building your home. And there's a silver level and a gold level of different performance and you know, it's really designed to help your home become, you know, some really targeted improvements that are typically at risk when we have these hurricanes or hailstorms. And your very first part at risk is obviously your roof, and that's why they have a program. But there are other, you know, if you're building a new home, it goes towards improving connections for uplift from starting from the foundation to the walls, to the ceiling, to the roof line. So window and door protection for windborne debris. All this is all tested in a big, huge wind tunnel. You know, the person who really put this together is an engineer. His name's Tim Reinhold, and he's tested all these standards. But specifically to the roof, and we talk about this a lot on the Home Improvement Show. In fact, you and I have talked about it a few times where we're talking about roof is a system. It's not just a shingle. If you use an asphalt shingle or just a metal panel, if it's a metal roof, it's a system on how it works together. And it's really designed starting at the roof decking. So your roof sheathing or your decking and how it's nailed to the rafters, the rest of the framing. Now how it's nailed, but with fasteners, what type of fasteners, the size of the fasteners, the spacing of the ring shank nails, you know, all these it, goes from there, moves on to what's called a secondary layer or second line of defense of water infiltration where you would, either use one of these large peel-and-stick roof underlayments and cover all your roof decking with it, or perhaps you use a peel-and-stick membrane and only seal the seams where the wood sheathing is butting each other. So in the event that a hurricane comes and your shingles get blown off, you have a second line of defense to reduce the risk of getting water infiltration into your house. So the insurance industry has picked up on this, and they said, hey, not now, of course, this is I'm saying this in very general terms. You need to really do your research and understand your policy with your insurance and spend some time with your agent or your broker who's selling you the insurance policy to make sure that what are the qualifications and needs to qualify and criteria to qualify for these discounts. But there are some discounts associated with building above and beyond code, such as the Fortified Roof Program. Not every insurance company has it, and not every carrier supports it, but there are a lot that do. So you need depending where you are, that if you're in Mississippi Gulf Coast or Florida Gulf Coast, it may be different than where we are in Louisiana, so you got to check that out.
All right, let's take a break. We come back. Somebody's got a blue roof on their house still from Ida, fighting with the insurance company. They're listening to this and go, that sounds pretty good. When we come back, Paul, you can walk them through the process of making sure if they want a fortified roof, of getting one, and how do you know that the roofer is going to actually do it? Because once they get up there and start doing it, if just like applying, and you taught me that about the energy insulation, if you don't do it right, you're not really accomplishing a lot. So a lot going on. We'll continue the conversation when we come back, talking about roofs, or as they used to say, roofs. 721, more with Paul LaGrange in a second. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show, owner of LaGrange Consulting, talking about fortified roofs. Paul, before we get back to that, hailstorm here in Belchase. I got roofers knocking on the door every day. I know they had them on the North Shore yesterday, also on Sunday. If you have been underneath a hailstorm, should you have your roof checked, have somebody walk the roof, a reputable roofer, to make sure it's okay?
I would, yes, sir, because it's hard to tell if you have hail damage standing on the ground looking up, particularly, number one, the distance, but also the angle of the roof with respect to where your eyes are. So make sure I love supporting local roofers, so get an insured state-licensed local roofer, as you mentioned, reputable. Have them come and do an assessment. Take some pictures or some video with, today's phone technology is easy to do that. And when they get off the roof, they can airdrop those pictures to you so you can see exactly what they're seeing and have a conversation, see if there's damage or not.
I tell the guys, thank you, appreciate it, but I'm friends with Gerard Robertson, so he takes care of everything for me. But when it comes to this fortified roof, I see Les Robertson. Is that affiliated with Robertson Roofing or just a coincidence?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'll have to ask Gerard. All right, so if you still got a blue roof on your house and you're thinking about this fortified roof thing because it's like, well, wait a minute, I don't have to pay this deductible twice, how do you go about finding somebody that does it? And then how do you go about making sure that once they get on the roof, they do what they're supposed to be doing?
Well, like I said, this is a Code Plus. So part of that program for a roofer to be part included in a fortified program in order for the homeowner to get the benefit of it is they have to go through some training in order to be able to claim, hey, I am a professional for fortified program. The training really is widespread. It's easy to do. It doesn't take very long. There's also some verification after you get trained. You have to hire a local professional verifier and evaluate that the roofer is installing the roof as per the guidelines for fortified. So the best way to find out who are those professionals and evaluators, go to Fortified Homes website. It's fortifiedhome.org. Or if you use your favorite search engine, just put in fortified roof and it'll pop up. It's a really good program. This is, if you have a blue tarp in your house and you're wondering, okay, what do I want to do to take some very proactive steps to make sure I can reduce the risk of this happening again in the future, a fortified program is an excellent program to have.
Would you recommend anybody with a blue roof, even if they've already agreed on a roof, put the brakes on and say, hang on, let's look at this?
Boy, that's a tough one because, I have a blue roof on my house, and I can tell you that I'm waiting in line. Now, the specifications I have on my roof really aligned with Fortified. There's some extra things you have to do. Like, for instance, it's not just a regular standard laminated asphalt shingle. It's a Class H, H as in hurricane, it's additional wind resistance. So getting those materials and finding folks that are willing to do that, I'm even going as far as hand nailing. Now, that's not a Fortified requirement. That's a Paul LaGrange desire and requirement because I want to make sure that nail is installed in such a manner where it's not at an angle or it's not compressing and driven too deep and compressing the shingle for risk of additional wind uplift. So there are some things that it would be worth exploring to answer your question, saying, hey, the roofer you do have a signed contract with, can they get Fortified certified real quick? Because most roofers, if you've got a signed contract, you already have a deposit with them, and that's going to be difficult to get back, particularly if they've already ordered materials on your behalf.
Thank you, Paul. Very informative. I appreciate your time and your expertise. Good talking to you, and we'll listen on Saturday morning. Thank you, sir.
Sounds great. Great talking to you.
It is 7:30, time for Dub. Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.